Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I try to call the police, and I'm not supposed to call the police a lot. Tell you about the deranged stalker. The one who's targeted me for several years, 16 half years. One of them is in love with me. I have no attraction to no crazy, deranged person who stalked me around, black, white, or brown. There's a mixture of people. I told the cops several times, and I have to. They will be over here. It's the COVID-19, you know, era, you know, and, you know, I'm thinking about keeping safe, wearing masks on my face, and this stalker keeps coming over here. I've been dealing with this since 2004. I have tried 11 times of stalking. 11 times of stalking. And it's so sick and deranged. It's nothing to talk about because I talked about it before. I'm okay because I had to keep myself safe. It doesn't make sense because I don't know these strangers. They don't like me because they're jealous because I own a little home, which is insane. Or because they don't want to see me become a star in the music industry. Or because they want to commit fraud. Et cetera, et cetera. They can't move on. All they know how to do all day is get in my business who I don't know. They don't know me. Stalk and try to harass me, and that's all they know how to do. This is too extreme. This is insane, so it requires extreme measures because the destiny for these black and Latino white individuals are federal prison or mental hospital. Something really bad is going to happen to them because they don't have the capacity to stop coming near my home. I have no attraction to people like this. They have mental illness. They hang out at the once the cornerstone, or they lived on boats. Okay, they moved over here because they're obsessed. Obsessed, they're going to move me or get me to lose my home because they don't have a home. They keep saying, move to apartment. This is sick. I know some of them have been in South Central. They stalk other people. They murder and kill people, whatever. They're going to try to do that to me. Yes, I believe. They already stalked me 16 and a half years. I don't even know them. That is a deranged monster. I am calling the cops again, just for clarification. Restraining orders, is, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to find another home. I don't know. I talked about this, so I'm not going to get into the whole story. We know most universally correct that these people are deranged, and they got criminal motives. It does have to do with because, you know, they're jealous of my talent. They're jealous I own the home. And it does with some of these individuals because of who I am, my skin color, and so on. It's no excuse. They're dangerous. So since their destiny is to go down into a prison or something bad happens because they're criminals. That's all they know how to do. I'm trying to keep safe and stay protected. So call the police and keep safe. I mean, these individuals have done so much to me that if the people knew the truth about what these individuals have done, they would have been in prison for 20 or 30 years. Making stories about me harassing them or them. I don't even know them. And that's what stalkers do. I learned about stalking a long time. So stalkers could be obsessed and all that, you know, with strangers. They got some vendetta. They made up stories. That's what deranged stalkers, mental health issues. I believe these stalkers are schizophrenic. They live on the street. I don't even know them, okay? I don't know them. I never will. I'm just trying to stay safe. Be rational. Most people don't go around sitting in a car and follow me around to a Best Buy store or go follow me around and make up stories about me who don't know me. So I'll leave it there. What's in the dark is going to come out in light. So it happens to a lot of people. People in the industry, yes. But it happens to people in general. They deal with stalkers, deranged, mentally ill stalkers. And they kept mentioning, oh, they hurt me. You know, there's no excuse. You know, it's insane. Okay? So I'll leave it there.